Apple removes ice trackers from App Store after Trump administration threatens legal action. By Lucas Nolan on October 3, 2025. Apple has taken down several apps that alert users to the presence of nearby ICE agents after facing legal threats from the Trump administration. The New York Post reports that Apple has removed several apps from its App Store that were designed to help users track and avoid Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. The most notable app among these was IceBlock, a service with hundreds of thousands of users eager to identify federal agents enforcing immigration law. IceBlock allowed users to anonymously share the locations of ICE agents within a 5-mile radius and had recommended the App Store as the safest platform to download and use the app. Apple's decision comes in the wake of intense pressure from the Trump administration, which had issued multiple legal threats against the use and promotion of IceBlock. In a statement, Apple confirmed that it had taken down IceBlock and other similar apps after being contacted by law enforcement, although it did not specify the specific agencies involved or the names of the other apps removed. Breitbart previously reported on IceBlock and its developer, Joshua Aaron. Joshua Aaron, who built his first app at the age of 13 and has been dabbling in the technology industry for the last two decades, decided to use his talents to hinder the efforts of law enforcement by creating IceBlock, an app that helps illegal aliens hide in the United States, according to multiple reports. "When I saw what was happening in this country, I wanted to do something to fight back," Aaron told CNN, before likening U.S. deportation efforts to Nazi Germany, bizarrely and falsely claiming, "We're literally watching history repeat itself." Breitbart News reported that the sniper who attacked an ICE facility in Dallas not only performed searches to find videos about the assassination of Charlie Kirk before his attack, but also searched for apps like IceBlock used to track ICE agents. Patel posted to X, "FBI HQ have been working 24/7 to seize devices, exploit data, and process writings obtained on location and in the subject's person/residence/bedroom. He then provided updates on what the agency found, including their discovery that the alleged sniper conducted multiple searches of ballistics and the Charlie Kirk shot video between 9:23 to 9:24. Patel noted, "Between 8:19 to 8:24, the alleged sniper searched apps that tracked the presence of ICE agents." Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.